Next, it's time for all the day's business news. Charlotte Lamb is here in studio.
And then what happens?
Hi, Charlotte. Good to have you with us. There's a major shakeup in Europe's auto industry, Ford and Renault joining forces.
That's right. Two industry heavyweights that really have the potential to shake up Europe's electric car market. They're co-developing a new line of compact, more affordable Ford-branded electric vehicles and commercial vans aimed at cost-conscious buyers as both companies try to cut costs and fend off increasingly competitive and cheaper Chinese models. Now, Ford's share of Europe's passenger car market has nearly halved in the past 5 years, falling from 6.1% in 2019 to about 3.3% in the first 10 months of this year. This is a result of it pulling back from passenger cars to focus more on EVs, electric vehicles, and trucks. Now, those numbers reflect some tough restructuring. Ford has obviously cut jobs, and we know earlier this year it also closed down at one of its own plants in Germany.
And why exactly does this partnership matter now, Charlotte?
Well, it's essentially a survival strategy for Ford. So what we know is that the Trump administration is rolling back its EV incentives in the US. Ford's juggling two expensive costs, keeping its traditional combustion engine business alive and investing into the next generation of electric vehicles. The first models from the Renault-Ford partnership are already in production at a plant in northern France, and they're expected to hit the market in 2028. They'll fill a key gap in Ford's European lineup while giving Renault the scale it needs as competition intensifies. And just before the deal was unveiled, Ford's CEO spelled out just how big this moment is, calling the race for Europe's EV market the fight for our lives. Now, changing continents, and tech giant Microsoft has announced $23 billion in new artificial investments across Asia, with the bulk going to India. It's part of a major push to expand AI infrastructure in one of the world's fastest growing digital markets. India alone is expected to have 900 million internet users by the end of the year. But is the pace of development outstripping people's ability to keep up? Luke Schrager has the details.
India wants an AI-centric future, and Microsoft is only too happy to help, with the tech giant betting big.
To support the country's ambitions, Microsoft is committing $17.5 billion, our largest investment ever in Asia, to help build the infrastructure, skills, and sovereign capabilities needed for India's AI-first future.
According to Microsoft, it builds on a $3 billion commitment made earlier in the year and will be spread over the next 4 years. It comes as the race heats up for tech investment in the world's most populous country and its fifth largest economy. Google recently said it would invest $15 billion in India over the next 5 years for an AI hub and data center, with OpenAI and US startup Anthropic both intending to open offices there. However, the headlong dash towards artificial intelligence has also sown the seeds of dispute. Improvements to AI mean it's no longer just a curiosity, but an existential threat to India's billion-dollar entertainment industry.
An actor's likeness can now be synthesized, commodified, and distributed without their consent or compensation. A musician's voice can be cloned for use in unauthorized compositions. Bollywood and legacy entertainment are built on gatekeeping. AI threatens that model.
A host of Bollywood stars have taken legal action against the AI-fueled use of their likenesses online with some success. But Indian judges have had to cobble together a mix of trademark and copyright laws on a case-by-case basis. No targeted legislation over the use of AI yet exists. And in a world where tech firms like to move as fast as their software, the law is already slipping behind.
And a quick look at the markets before we go. Most major European shares ended relatively negative Tuesday as global investors await the US Federal Reserve's monetary policy update. London was up 0.33 while the DAX dipped slightly. And Wall Street, however, inching higher with investors keeping a close eye on what comes next after President Trump greenlit NVIDIA's AI chip exports to China. The S&P 500 was basically flat and hovering near its record high set in October. The Dow down by 142 points. That's roughly 0.3%. And Sharon, that's today's business news.
Thanks so much for all of that. Charlotte Lamb there from our business desk.